Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
News programs from around the globe each week.
Before we get ripping and roaring here, let me just ask everybody this. Everybody who's listening, let me ask you this. Do you really want to be related to monkeys? Is that a thing that people actually want? Or is that just a thing that a bunch of boomers decided to run with? Like, damn. Damn it, people. Out of all of the things that you could be, I want to be descended from a f***ing ape. A shit-eating, mangy creature that lives in the trees and screams constantly. A disgusting, you know what I want, guys? You know what? I'm proud of it. I am proud that I am a disgusting descendant of an even more disgusting, degenerate version of what I am. I want my ancestors to be these animal savages, these barbaric monkeys that eat rotten fruit and fuck everything they find and kill their own young and eat their brains. That's where I want to come from. That's what I want my family tree to be. It's my choice. And all the boomers who are going to be mad at me for saying this because nobody gives a shit. Well, let me tell you guys this. Nobody gives a shit about this. This is a literal Rick and Morty skit. The fact that you assholes allowed this to get into the school system and to be the only way that kids could say where they came from is astoundingly atrocious, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. You know what? I'm so tired of the people who are older than me trying to tell me where I came from, what I should be, what I should become, what society should be, how we should live life, because look at this fucked up world, okay? Look at this fucked up place where all of the lies are what we believe in, and all of the truth or what we're taught is bullshit. The fact that this is the world we have, and you're still trying to tell me that I came from a f***ing monkey, bitch, we are descending into monkeys, okay? For thousands and thousands of years, nobody even thought of this, but along come the modern God-hating man with their modern God-hating science and wisdom, their clowning science of intelligence that has never been achieved before, and they tell us that literally, you are descendants of a species that sits on their ass constantly to the point that they have no butt cheeks, and they devour their own species, skull first, while the young are still alive, and then they shit in their hand, and they throw it at things for fun, because absolutely nothing is better than this, right? Like, this is the best we got. This is the best, because anything is better than God. Don't pay attention to history. History is boring. Our history teachers suck for some reason. The history books are dry as shit. Nobody f- do history anymore. It's for the gays and the autistic, right? History is gay and autistic. Nobody pay attention to it. Pay attention. Look at us. Look at us, Timmy. Science. Science says, Timmy, we know your ancestors said that it was the complete opposite, okay? We know that they said it was the complete opposite of what we're saying. But Timmy, we don't care because we found a bone. Science, Timmy, we found a bone. And the bone says that you're a fucking ape. And your grandpa was a fucking ape. And that's just what the bone says. So that's the way it's gonna be, okay, Timmy? Give me a fucking break. Welcome to the 21CD podcast. As always, I'm your ghost, John. Let's get this fucking show on the road. What's up, everybody? We are back in the dungeon, and there has been an unfortunate situation that has come to my attention. Too many of you are not infringing upon the rights of the like button. You're not invading the share button's safe space. You're not punching, clobbering, aggressively or otherwise tenderly loving any of the buttons. You're not rubbing your fingers upon the subscribe button or the shares or the likes or the bells or the similar videos. Please do so, and let's go, baby. Now, here's what is believed to be the first ape, known as the pre-consul, okay? And here is a human called Homo sapien. But what actual hard scientific evidence is there for the transitional species? You can Google it for yourself. Let's find out. We'll start with Homo neanderthalensis, okay? You might know him as Neanderthal man. Recent discoveries have shown that Neanderthal man made and wore jewelry. He played instruments, he used tools, and wore makeup, even. If he had the opportunity, you could say that Neanderthal man would probably play with Legos. He would probably snort crack and be easily manipulated into accepting a total surveillance state, would probably vandalize vehicles on the north side of Appleton, Wisconsin, and maybe even be interested in boosted Honda Civics. All sorts of stuff similar to what man does now. Just regular man. Okay? We've even found that his brain was the same size as, or potentially even slightly larger than, ours that we have today. Which isn't really saying much, because the brains in these people today are about the size of a dehydrated grapefruit. If it's not, they don't use them. I don't know what's going on. But in case you haven't connected the dots yet, Neanderthal man is actually just a man. He's just a man. Let's move into the next one. I don't want to spend too much time on this stuff, because all of this science stuff is like almost completely unverified. And I know that the people who came here to just engage in arguments in the comment section because they actually want to be descended from apes, I know that this is going to rub everybody the wrong way, but I promise you, when you actually start digging into the science and all of this kind of stuff, what you really have are just a pile of bones that they say mean something, but they're really doing like magic, kind of. They're like doing like sorcery, because they're like looking at the bones and they're like, ugh, what do the bones tell us? What do they say if we arrange them in this way and we stack them up against this thing and we the sun is high noon position and there's a slight scent of rain on the air, then we're descended from monkeys. This is our ancestor. Wrong. Okay? Neanderthal man was just a man. Let's talk about Homo erectus. It's not what you think. Recent discoveries have shown that Homo erectus made tools, engaged in artwork, spoke intelligent language, and even made and sailed boats, okay? They would probably drive a Lincoln. They would probably invest in, like, real estate, or maybe collect antique baseball cards. They would be interested in sports. They would probably build big buildings, okay? They would probably get voted to become president, okay? So in other words, Homo erectus was already just another dude, just another regular guy. Maybe just a little bit uglier, but maybe not, because again, all we have are bones. And when we look at the bones and we build them up to be just like this, because we already have in our mind what we want to do, then it proves our point. Our point that we already came to, that we already wanted to come to. You see, when we arrange everything the way that we want it to, it proves our point. But we've got this other little critter known as the Australian the Australopithecus afarensis, okay? The Australopithecus afarensis. Most people call her Lucy, though, and she is like the most famous so-called ape man, except she's a woman, so she's an ape woman. And what's not to love, honestly? She's been relentlessly paraded around in our museums and is one of the very first Australopithecus afarensis specimens ever to be found. We found about 300 to 400 specimens, but no complete skeletons. She is allegedly the most complete, with only about 40 bones in her body being found, but that's enough to consider her a missing link of sorts, apparently. It's like if you go out into the world and you're trying to figure out how this becomes this, and you're like, just find this part, and you're like, huh, same type of shape, so it must be the same thing, even though this will quite literally never become this. You know what I mean? It's a bit like that. And let's dig into Lucy. She had a skull that was sloped and ape-like, nothing like human skulls. Fingers that were curved, not at all like human fingers. She had toes that are curved, not at all like human toes, and wrists that had the ability to lock for knuckle walking. And a knee structure also that was compatible with life in trees, things that humans don't have. If she was alive today, she'd be shitting in her own hand, and she would be throwing it at other things that look just like her, and also things that don't. Probably eating her own boogers and picking bugs and turds off of other creatures and eating that too. And might at best be able to be trained to recognize the words yes, no, and I vote for Donald Trump, okay? That's what you would probably get. In other words, Lucy and her kind swung from trees and looked a lot like today's apes, okay? Today's actual monkeys. There's not a single connotation in this video that you can use. There's nothing that I say in this video that you can use for me to be perceived as somebody who is trying to put down any demographic of people. I am in an interracial marriage. I am the opposite of whatever you want me to be. Trust me. But what I'm basically saying is Lucy is an extinct type of ape, okay? And as we've just seen, Homo sapiens, Neanderthal man, Homo erectus, they were all just men. They were men, okay? They were just guys, dudes, ladies. They were what they were. Good, strong men and women with skills and potentially even dreams and aspirations of a better life. Australopithecus afarensis, Lucy, and the proconsul, they were apes. They were monkeys. They were straight up monkeys doing monkey things, just dancing around unironically, throwing poop, eating fruit, and eating their own young. Now, I am sure that you've heard all of this talk about finding a missing link, and some think that it's still out there because this is not proven, okay? But others look to this other critter known as Homo habilis for this link.
and to be this, you know, this pivotal point of transition between stooped ape and upright man, between basic grunting instinct and poop throwing and intelligent thought and the desire for a Mercedes or universal healthcare and whatnot. All right. The only problem is, in the words of Ian Tattersall, and if you don't know Ian, not only is he the world's foremost source of knowledge on lemurs, which are not monkeys, by the way, but he's also a British-American paleoanthropologist. He's a paleoanthropologist and a curator and curator emeritus. This dude has the title of a Game of Thrones character. He's a British-American paleoanthropologist and curator emeritus at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. He's a big deal, okay? He is a leading expert on human evolution and the human fossil record. He has dedicated his life to this. And this dude quite literally says, Homo habilis is a wastebasket taxon, little more than a convenient recipient for a motley assortment of hominin fossils.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Which is pretty much exactly what my dad said about me. So you could say that Homo habilis kind of stole my identity a little bit. But other scientists refer to him, Homo habilis, not my dad, as a garbage bag. Because the bones that we have for Homo habilis are just a mixture of human and ape bones. It's if you take a garbage bag of human and ape bones, shake them together, and then say, blah, blah, it's grandpa. Okay, that's what it is. There's no definitive proof for this thing. There's just a concept. There is an idea that atheists want to have to prove a point. And so they say that this thing, this bag of bones, literally that they found, proves their point. My point is Homo habilis probably never existed because, as Ian Tattersall, an expert in this, says, this is just a garbage bag of bones. This is a mockery of what a missing link even could be perceived to be. But of course, fossils don't necessarily come with little arrows engraved in them saying, this way to Homo sapiens. We add those later. It helps the fossils understand the assignment. That's neither here nor there, really. Because evolutionary professor Bernard Woods sums all of this up pretty well. And he says, our progress from ape to human looks so smooth and so tidy. It's such a beguiling image that even the experts are loath to let it go. But it is, in fact, all an illusion. It's a fantasy that has been written by people who hate the concept of God. And speaking of God, is it a better explanation that man and apes have always coexisted and reproduced according to their own kind, as stated in Genesis 1 and so many other texts from other belief sets and religions and cultures around the world, or that we became because of those apes? Is, in case I'm not making sense, does it make more sense that we came from apes or that we just existed at the same time throughout the timeline that we are cursed to be upon right now? Because, I mean, come on, people. Would it not be cool to, like, I don't know, not be a descendant of an ape? It is fun to ponder, you know, that once upon a time, Middle Earth or the Mediterranean really was populated by multiple human-like species. I often touch on this conspiracy theory. I don't go into depth in it. I haven't gone into depth in it yet, but I want to in the future. I just need to do more research, really. But there's this conspiracy that Tolkien knew a little bit more about reality than your typical man, and that Lord of the Rings was a bit more history than we realize. And so when he talks about having all these different types of humanoids, there is the temptation to believe that possibly, if we're also to believe in any spiritual beliefs of any people anywhere in the world prior to all of this weird stuff that we started believing in modern times, it lines up more with what history says. And scientists like to point endlessly to Lucy and say, you know, like, she's the smoking gun. And yet it would appear that nobody has ever seen anything except her bones. So we're not actually able to test any cognitive ability. We're not able to test intelligence. We're not able to actually even see what she looked like if we had all of her bones, because we only have 40 of the over 200 needed to construct her skeleton. We're not able to know literally anything about this one single specimen that supposedly defines the entire human race, except that it is in fact a bag of monkey bones, not human. As a matter of fact, we didn't even find half of this monkey, but we're going to let it define the entire evolutionary process of the human race. We need over 200 bones to construct this full skeleton. But no. Essentially, where all the confusion sets in is when she was assembled and constructed to fit the illusion that the scientists wanted. Okay? Because, you see, after scientists reconstructed this skeleton, and they did this in Ohio, because of course they did, a photographer took a picture of a 4-year-old girl named Grace Latimer, who was visiting her father, Bruce Latimer, who was a member of the research team, standing next to this constructed version of Lucy. And the two were roughly the same size. So Lucy was the same size. She was a hobbit. Okay. She was a little person. She was the size of a 4-year-old. And they say that this is somehow proof of something, but it's really just like an illustration of how small Lucy was, kind of like a monkey, and how small her brain was, kind of like a monkey. And the problem is that Lucy was actually not a young child or even a young monkey. Based on her teeth and bones, they came to the conclusion, these scientists did, that she was fully adult when she died. So, wait a second. So you have a fully grown monkey, okay? Maybe an extinct version of a monkey, but a monkey nonetheless, who fully grown barely reaches the stature of a 4-year-old and has a brain that is even smaller, and yet we are somehow supposed to believe that that is our ancestor. And yet, Lucy remains this central figure to modern research on our human origins. She is quite literally still the reference point for understanding the anatomy of early human ancestors, of your ancestors, and the evolution of our bodies. This just doesn't make any sense to me. It's so obvious. It's so obviously a square peg being forced into the circle hole. So as far as I can see, there are a number of explanations for Lucy, the most prominent being that she is in fact a monkey, as her entire skeleton indicates this. But if she's not a monkey, she could be a dwarf. She could be not a human being. She could be something else. As so many cultures throughout history tell stories of dwarves and little people, this to me is not outside of the realm of possibilities. Unless just every single culture everywhere always invented all of these stories of smaller versions of humanity or little people or dwarves or, you know, if you want to say elves, whatever you want to say, goblins, like whatever you want to say. What you are saying is that it's less likely that every culture in the world was telling the truth about those things. And it's more likely that within the past couple hundred years, we've just figured it all out and we actually used to be those things. And now that defines our entire existence. If you believe in like biblical stuff, she could also be a product of inbreeding or DNA tampering, because the Bible kind of talks about that stuff a lot. Either way, Lucy is not a human being, okay? People are hesitant to look at the world around them sometimes through a spiritual lens because it gets equated with religion, and religion is a control mechanism for the spiritual. And so people who tend to not like the way things are going will automatically detach themselves from what appears to be controlling the environment. And so often that is religion. But atheism is not excluded from that bag of religions. Atheism is a religion, as I've pointed out many times before. And the main guy who discovered Lucy was religiously motivated as an atheist against a divine creator. So let's talk about Donald Johanson for a second. Johanson is the paleo, he's still alive. He was the guy who discovered Lucy in 1974, and he said in 2014 himself, "I have always been an atheist." He described himself as sort of a free-thinking kind of dude and said that as a young man, he became skeptical of the idea of an invisible creator watching and judging human beings. And this was primarily due to how many different creation stories there are throughout the world, even though they are all creation stories. That's one of the things I never understand when atheists say, well, there's just so many creation stories that, you know, we can't pick any one, so I'm going to choose none. Okay, but they are all creation stories. They do all have creators. And yet you are saying, no, I'm smarter, there's none. Where does this logic come from? But Whatever, that's not for me to dissect. His worldview could probably be described as something like atheistic naturalism, with a kind of like nature. He was basically a Wiccan atheist, okay? He was like a Wiccan atheist, which doesn't really mix. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, he's got this like picture of he is this guy who wants to believe in the spiritual because he believes in like a Mother Earth sort of thing, but doesn't want to believe in a single creator because he feels judged. And so he invents this thing. He finds a couple bones and he says, ah, my ancestors. And then everybody in the scientific community, because they're already atheist and they're already ready to accept absolutely anything at all that will prove that they are closer than all of the other religions to the truth, that they take this Lucy, that this atheist, thank God, I mean, think nothing, was discovered, and they use her as the template and as the example and as the smoking gun for the evolutionary process of humanity. And yet they invented the story, they invented the proof, and now they have invented basically the reality. Essentially, So don't take the words of any of the ancestors, actually. Don't take the word of the people who were there. Instead, who were, by the way, calling apes and monkeys more of like degraded human beings, which is important for later in this episode. And instead, invent your own concept of reality and completely flip everything that has ever been written about monkeys and apes, flip it all on its head, totally Uno reverse this shit, and say, this is grandpa. And then call it progress and make everybody believe in it because you hate God. That's basically what it is, because you feel judged. Like, to what extent do any of the prior philosophical commitments influence how ambiguous fossils are reconstructed, how they're classified, how they're placed into an evolutionary narrative? Like, do any of the people who spoke on these things prior to the early 1800s or whatever, do they matter at all? Or are all of them just ape-like humans as well? Like, what about all of the readings, writings, stories, legends, tales, all of the history around these apes? What about all of that? Does it matter at all? Or is it just like, nope, they were all wrong because we have modern science now and it was invented by atheists and you know, so the atheists rule the world. And everybody back then, they were just a bunch of dummies. And now we're right. We're right because, you know, God makes us feel judged, and we don't like that. This dude, Johansson, he needed Lucy to be what he wanted her to be. He needed her to be a link. Lucy, he approached Lucy already convinced that he was right, that humans and apes shared ancestry. I mean, he believed that this was real, and so Lucy had to fit that image. She had to fit that role. He even described once reading from Huxley's Man's Place in Nature as a child and described the proposition that humans shared an ancestor with chimpanzees as his moment of enlightenment. Like, what, dude? You see a monkey and you become enlightened to call it your ancestor? That is so weird. Like, it's just a degradation to mankind, of mankind. It's a total malfunction of your mental ability. It is a total like disruption in the natural course of things to say something like that, to enter into that realm of thinking, to go into that place where you would rather not be divine, as every culture has ever told you that you were, and you would actually prefer to be animal.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And I think this is a real picture of society, guys. If we are taught by the education system that we are nothing but apes, why would we ever expect to behave in any other way than ape-like? Because we have an excuse. We're animals. We're apes. What do you expect? And then, yes, we get into the modern study of genetics, and it does appear to reveal an even deeper biological relationship, allegedly. And so the ape becomes kind of this living window into what humanity supposedly was. But make no mistake, I'm not saying in this video that we don't share genetics with like a genetic link with apes. I'm saying something completely different that I don't think a lot of people talk about, that a lot of people don't say. And maybe I'm insane. I don't really care. You could say I'm insane if you want. There's flock cameras everywhere, so that's insane. Everybody's insane. Everybody's allowing themselves to just be completely oppressed by the fake knowledge that's out there, by the technology, by the AI, by the atheist scientists, by the overreaching governments, by everything. So like, oh, I'm insane because I say this. I don't care what people think about that. Like, everybody's insane right now. Like, there's not a sane person that is on this planet that I can see. Okay. What I'm saying is not that there's no genetic link to apes. What I'm saying is that apes came from us. We didn't come from apes. And I'm going to get into that because this is where this show starts getting diabolical. Apes came from us. We didn't come from apes. Are you ready for this? It's about to get crazy, even crazier than it has been. Because up until now, people will just say, oh, he's in denial. No, here's what I actually think, and I'm going to give you reasons why that are very compelling. Hey, Google, who is Alex Jones?
Alex Jones is an American far-right media personality, radio host, and prominent conspiracy theorist who founded the website InfoWars. He is best known for promoting false claims about major events, including calling the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax, which led to high-profile defamation lawsuits ordering him to pay over $1 billion to victims' families.
Damn. Do you think this is in my future?
I can't predict the future, so I can't say for sure. If you're asking whether becoming a media commentator, hosting a show, or diving into deep dive political and historical commentary is in your path, that ultimate direction is entirely up to you and what you choose to pursue. What made you wonder if that kind of path might be in your cards?
I just started saying some weird stuff about monkeys one day and I couldn't stop.
Sudden, uncontrollable speech can sometimes point to a neurological issue, high stress, or a side effect of medication, so it is a good idea to consult a doctor or healthcare professional to get checked out. How long has this been happening, and are you noticing any other unusual symptoms?
Well, I would say it's probably been going on for at least an hour now. So we're getting pretty serious.
It's for informational purposes only. For medical advice or diagnosis, consult a professional. An hour of sudden, uncontrollable speech is a clear sign to seek medical attention immediately. Please call emergency services or have someone take you to the nearest emergency room to get evaluated.
All right, guys, show's over. Okay, so up until the magicians taught all of humanity that everything that their ancestors ever said and recorded in history was a lie, and that we were basically put here by magic, but not by a divine creator. We believed in these stories and these legends. And these stories and these legends are what they buried in the ground, and they painted on the walls, and they wrote in ancient scripts and on parchments that they saved for thousands and thousands of years. And drew on cave walls and all this kind of stuff, okay? So you're going to hear some religious talk. You're going to hear some spiritual talk. You're going to hear some historical content because up until mankind basically invented this new magical science of the way that things work, this is all we had. So we're actually going into the realm of what was there at the time versus what we made up over the course of like the past 180 years, okay? You're going to have to just look beyond the fact that this existed before science and try your best to have an open mind regarding that. Because this worldview, it turns modern evolutionary theory on its head completely, just like modern evolutionary theory turned it on its head in the first place. And what I'm about to tell you suggests that de-evolution rather than evolution is what occurred. The Hebrew terms kaf and kafim play right into this concept. And I mention these words because they're in the Bible. The only time that monkeys are mentioned in the Bible, they use the words kaf and kafim. which I'm probably saying wrong, but it's QOF and QOPHIM, and they refer to monkeys the one time, I think it's two times, but referring to the same thing in the Bible when King Solomon would purchase them, okay? We're going to start this story off with the story of the Tower of Babel, which is just, of course, an excellent place to start. The most direct connection to this concept in Jewish tradition that apes are actually devolved humans, it's found in the Babylonian Talmud. According to these rabbinic texts, the generation that built the Tower of Babel was divided into three factions, okay? And they were based on their rebellion against God. One faction sought to build the tower to escape future floods. One faction wanted to build a tower to place idols at the top. And then the third faction explicitly wanted to wage war against heaven and against God. So as a specific punishment for the third faction, He transformed those humans into monkeys because they tried to elevate themselves to be like gods. They were demoted to creatures that look human but lack a human soul and intellect. In effect, God turned them into animals because they attempted to be God. Now, obviously, this is not the Bible, this is the Talmud, but it's still interesting. There can be bits and pieces of real history in all of these different religious texts. It's not like because, oh, they have a different way of worshiping, everything they say is fake. There's bits and pieces of truth in potentially everything historical. Okay, so that's pretty crazy, right? The hardest part is over. That was insane. When I first read that, I was like, wow, that's very interesting. I've never heard that before. My wife was like, oh yeah, I've heard about this conspiracy theory where elephants actually are said to be deformed humans. And I was like, what? But while God created the rest of the animal kingdom, according to their kind, right, as mentioned in the Bible and during the 6 days of creation, monkeys and elephants are singled out by the sages because their lineage actually represents a drastic alteration or distortion of an original form, specifically human degradation. Kaf is also a symbol of mimicry or lack of originality. So in Jewish mysticism and Hebrew word studies, the letter kaf and the word kaf, now kaf is just a letter and it is also a word, monkey, but it symbolizes this imitation of a thing without soul. And monkeys, as we know, are famous for their mimicry. We even have a saying about it. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkeys copy human actions perfectly, but they completely lack the divine consciousness, the free will, and the soul of a human being. They are a mimicry of us. Kabbalistic texts note that the letter kaf is the only letter in the Hebrew alphabet whose leg drops far below the baseline. It represents the holiness or human form dropping down into the lower animalistic realms. So now we're getting literally into they shaped letters around this concept. So therefore, a kaf is viewed as a unsuccessful branch of nature, essentially. It is a hollowed out copy of something. And in the case of a monkey, a hollowed out mimicry, a hollowed out version of a human being. Not a real human being, but once potentially one. Now, you can't freak out when I start pulling from all sorts of different religions that you might not believe in. It's important to do this because you can paint a big picture of how people actually viewed reality in these ancient days. And you can see how modern man has strayed so far from what their ancestors believed that it should make you wonder why. But in order to do that, you can't pull from just one single religion or one single people's history. The world is a big place. There's a lot of different people who are experiencing a lot of different things physically and spiritually. And a lot of people just have different beliefs because of what they were actually seeing in the world around them. They may have chosen a different god than you, but what they were seeing may still have been real. They just didn't know exactly how to interpret it, or they interpreted it in a way much differently based on their region, their culture, their religion, etc. So this exact concept of human to ape degradation, de-evolution, is echoed in the Quran, which I know everybody's going to freak out when I say that, but at Al-Baqarah 265, it mentions this. And in Islamic theology, I'm reading from my notes here because I don't know the Quran very well, but I found this in my research. A group from the children of Israel violated the sacred Sabbath by setting fishing nets out on Friday night to trap fish on Saturday. So as a physical punishment for their trickery, God declared, "Be you apes, despised and rejected?" And some Islamic scholars allegedly noted that these transformed humans, they died off within 3 days without reproducing, meaning modern monkeys are essentially a different creation. However, the theological concept is that the ape form is a literal symbol of human degeneration. Does that make any sense? Essentially, the ape form is what humans are if they go against God. That's pretty powerful. Even coming from the Quran, that's pretty powerful. You guys are probably going to come for me, but look at this. So we're going to sum this up real quick, but, you know, like, we've only looked at, you know, the Islamic and the Babylonian, Hebrew, and all that kind of stuff. So you could say it's kind of from the same region, so it's not really a good picture of the whole world. But if we sum it up before we move on, because I'm going to show you how this idea goes all the way to South America and beyond and all this kind of stuff, what we really have is the animal that has been famous throughout human history, human civilization, for copying us in the modern times is now presented as evidence that we copied it. And the modern science thinks that there's a certain elegance to that somehow. The ape imitates man. Man studies the ape. The man then announces that he is the ape. And somewhere, I guarantee you, the monkey, if he understood any of this, would feel probably pretty vindicated. He would be like, huh, yeah, I am the king. Now worship me. And we do. We worship the monkey by saying that we are from the monkey. Let's move into Genesis and the Enochic tradition rather than some of these other ones. If you read the Bible, if you read the Book of Enoch, if you've subscribed to this show or shows like this for a while, you know what I mean. Certain things did not, humans did not come from certain things. Certain things came from human through intervention. Man has already been created, but then creation becomes corrupted, as outlined in Genesis and the Book of Enoch. As a lot of people know who are in this space, Genesis 6 contains one of the strangest episodes in the Bible that we often attribute to giants. It's the sons of God enter into unions, they enter into relationships, they sex up with human women, and from those unions come the Nephilim. The infamous Nephilim.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Now, whatever interpretation of the Nephilim that one adopts, the text, the biblical and Book of Enoch text, deliberately describes a transgression of a boundary that exists between different orders of creation, different types of being. I heard one person say once that in the ancient days, humans were actually able to breed with animals. I heard another person say that humans may have come from the breeding of apes and pigs. You know, like, I've heard all of these stories, but the Bible inevitably talks about how, and the Book of Enoch, how there is an intervention that is considered a transgression where angelic beings known as the Watchers deliberately disobeyed God and mated with human women to produce these Nephilim. They take these human wives, they produce these abnormal offspring, they potentially have the technology at this point to alter DNA in some way artificially, like through some kind of tech, like they do it, like you could call it scientific if you want it, if you want to, but they basically are able to manipulate creation to make different things out of it through their angelic abilities. And they introduce knowledge as well that humanity was not supposed to possess. Cue the UFO, ancient alien, exotic technology conversation. But within the Book of Enoch and that worldview that is encompassed there, the Watcher Rebellion is a story about angels behaving immorally and producing abominations that roam the planet and curse humanity. They afflict humanity. They enslave us. They drive us into war. They eat us. They consume us. It's a story of literal categories of creation becoming so confused. The Bible calls it, the Bible says they sinned against all of creation. Heavenly entities enter the flesh. Angels reproduce with women and allegedly with certain animals. Their offspring become completely something out of nightmares. The most common cryptid or creature that is said to come out of that union are the giants, which end up, like I already kind of hinted at, turning against humanity and eventually against the animal world as well. And first Enoch describes them as sinning against the birds, the animals, the reptiles, and even the fish before the literal earth itself cries out against this corruption. Now, Enoch does not say, Enoch, by the way, is a man who has been said to have never died. Some say he wrote 40,000 books before he literally was taken to heaven by God. Okay, this is a legendary figure from biblical history. And what he does not say is that the Watchers genetically engineered animals. That's sort of a concept that came later. But the passage about sinning against animals itself is commonly understood in the context of violence and of consumption, the consuming and the murder of animal kind as well as plant and human kind. And basically nothing in the surviving text explicitly says that the Nephilim giants bred hybrid creatures, but it's sort of an idea that has accompanied this belief set and this motion towards the idea of hybrids, and that some of the animals on the planet are not necessarily natural. But it doesn't really have to be a hybrid that was created by giants or watchers after they mated with humans. It could be degenerate Nephilim. So if the Watchers, according to this biblical and Book of Enoch texts, if they say stuff like, oh, the Watchers, they mated with the human women, and then the Nephilim giants were born. And then from that came something even more degenerate, that through time, over the course of time, as the theory of evolution would seem to confirm, that kind that wasn't supposed to ever exist continued to devolve because they weren't supposed to exist, and this world is not made for them, right? You would eventually arrive at something that may seem human, but not human. Something like the apes. But notice what the larger narrative is concerned with here. It's the violation of created boundaries, a production of entities, of beings that shouldn't even be here, that shouldn't exist. It's a contamination of an earthly order that was once considered divine, but was corrupted through supernatural interference. The Book of the Watchers, the Book of Enoch, they even portray the resulting spirits of the giants as demons, as entities that belong fully to neither heaven nor earth, because their origin is mixed, and so people say they are the demons. The Watcher story is a story of hybridization. It's a hybridization myth, is what it is. So suddenly, you know, like the orcs from Lord of the Rings, they don't seem too far-fetched. It's one of the things that comes to my mind immediately, is the orcs from Lord of the Rings that aren't really supposed to exist, but there is like this breeding program and all of this kind of stuff. Like they're like half elf and like stuff like, it's like weird and it's oddly familiar, you know? And once all of this is recognized, then Genesis 6 becomes even more interesting. In 6:12, it says, all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Traditionally, this is interpreted as a moral corruption. But people more on the fringe, more literal interpreters, you could say, they begin to say that there actually were creations that came from this union that were physical and continue to roam upon the planet. And that leaves the door open for kind of an even more radical question, which is how extensive exactly was this corruption? Are there still traces of it on the earth today? Were the Nephilim giants not the only abnormal creations, or did something else come from that that we haven't even really begun to talk about? And those things could be considered to be monkeys or apes. So when the Bible starts to talk about entire races needing to be wiped out in the Old Testament, and we think, oh, that's so cruel. How could a righteous and forgiving and good God order for the entire wiping out of men, women, and children, entire races, etc.? They weren't necessarily just talking about human races here. Maybe God wasn't even referring to human races at all. They were human-like races. They were Nephilim and ape races. It's like the planet of the apes is even closer to home than we realize. But the atheists hate this kind of conversation. They because they can't believe in gods. They can't believe in the spiritual. They can't believe in things that are that fantastic. They have to believe in magic, and that all of this came from, because all of this came from nothing. Poof. Abracadabra, right? You know, when you actually really look at it, atheism and, let's just say, this biblical Book of the Watchers concept, atheism is literally kind of the same exact thing, except on the opposite end of the spectrum. It's basically the same thing, except without God completely. Okay. Is everybody's butthole tight? Because mine is. I'm sweating profusely in the taint region. This gets me worked up. I'm not even like halfway through all of the stuff that I want to get through. So I got to get a move on here. Let's talk about the orangutan. The orangutan, I think is how they used to say it. The very language around this animal preserves how it had this kind of ancient ambiguity to it. In Malay, orang, I believe it's orang or orang, it refers to a person and hutan to the forest. So what it means is forest person. But the history of this, the simple name of the creature is complicated because forms of the expression were also historically applied to actual forest-dwelling human beings, people who actually lived in the forest. And then the Europeans came along, and they started entering Southeastern Asia and encountering cultures that didn't always conceptualize orangutans simply as unintelligent apes, okay? For instance, primatologist H. Lynn White Miles recorded a dyak tradition according to which the orangutan was understood as an older kind of human being that possessed the ability to speak but deliberately concealed it because if humans discovered that they could speak, they would make it work. They would enslave the orangutans, so they chose not to speak. They chose to remain silent. That's pretty fucking strange. The orangutan, it understands us, and it could reveal itself as something that's more like us, but it chooses not to because it knows the nature of mankind. Speech essentially becomes this boundary between what we consider ape and what we consider human. The ape could speak like us, but if it did, it would have to work like us. So, on one side you have mankind, and on the other side you have forest person slash ape. And the creature is deliberately choosing not to cross that boundary in front of us. And some people say that they've forgotten the ability to speak altogether because of thousands of years of avoiding us, thousands of years of not speaking as mankind continually infringed upon them. Even more strangely, there are modern experiments that have been done and that have demonstrated that orangutans, as we call them, possess these extraordinary capacities for imitation, intentional communication, and vocal control. There's an orangutan named Rocky who was even shown experimentally to imitate aspects of human speech sounds, something that was thought to be impossible for great apes to even do. And yet Rocky was able to do it. Now, obviously, that does not mean that all of the concepts that apes came from humans are true. I'm not an atheist, so I'm not going to force you to believe everything and call you an idiot if you don't believe in what I believe. But what I am going to say is that even though this doesn't necessarily prove the whole story true, it is one more little tidbit that makes you wonder what exactly is going on. It makes the whole thing considerably more interesting. See, atheists want, the people who don't want to believe in God, they want this tight little box that they can fit everything into so that they can say humans have figured out everything. And it's just so weird the way that humans want to be like, nope, we have figured it all out. We have figured everything out. Everything fits within our box, and now there's nothing else to figure out. So it's on to the singularity, bitches. Let's go. But people who lived beside the orangutan for generations concluded long before any European ever saw them that something inside these creatures just seemed uncomfortably familiar to humanity. And it wasn't that they were our ancestors. It's that they were something else that had the same abilities as us somehow. But then there are other people in the forest too. Southeast Asia is filled with strange traditions when it comes to apes. There's this Ibu Gogo, which are these small human-like beings. The Naga people of Flores believe in this. They're these small human-like beings that are associated with the interior of the island. And the name Ibu Gogu is kind of roughly translated as the grandmother who eats everything, or the old glutton. The stories of Ibu Gogu were being told before even Homo florensis, okay? And according to these traditions, Ibu Gogu, they were these small, hairy, human-like creatures with their own behavior and social existence. And there are anthropologists who have explicitly investigated the relationship between Flores folklore and reports of hairy hominoids. And they have come to the conclusion that Flores really did contain a population of hobbits. I say hobbits, but it's really just these extremely small, non-modern humans.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And they even have a scientific name called Homo florensiensis. Now, I'm just thinking out loud here, so feel free to call me a complete moron. I probably am. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. But this is what I would call, like, what we're doing now. I would call it, like, fireside talk, you know, if you were here and we were talking it up. And this is probably what we would be going on about. But according to these stories, there really were other kinds of humans living on this on Flores. There really were. This isn't a theory. This is not a theory. This is something that is scientifically shit, is real. This is real. The little people were not biologically, they are not biologically impossible. As a matter of fact, as we know, nearly every culture in the world has tales of these little people, similar to how almost every culture has tales of giants. And now, obviously, we do have evidence that something fitting that general category actually existed, because we do have bodies. But Flores actually is able to prove that there were hobbits running about while modern-ish humans existed. And we now know that modern humans actually inhabited a world that contained Neanderthals. This is something that even atheists are willing to admit. We modern humans lived in a realm where Neanderthals and Denisovans and Homo floresiensis actually existed, and probably other types of humanoids too. We have Denisovan genetic material that survives, that science has studied, that proves that distinct hominin populations didn't just observe each other from opposite sides of the canyon. They literally fingered each other's buttholes. They reproduced with one another. The ancient world really was populated by several forms of humanity, it would appear, and some were supposed to be here and some were probably not. Okay? Even science is willing to admit this. They're just not willing to admit that one came from the other in some sort of millions and millions and millions of years of evolutionary process. That is required for them. But if you're spiritual in any way whatsoever, no matter what kind of spiritual you're into, no matter what part of the world you're into, there's an alternative reality that is more real than the one that this evolutionary process would give to you, which says that no, there were just actually multiple versions of humans in the world, and some were not supposed to really be here, and they eventually went extinct because, newsflash, they weren't supposed to be here. I am a little bit biased because I absolutely hate monkeys. I hate monkeys. They disgust me. They make my skin crawl. There's something about them. They give me the uncanny valley feelings. They make me want to kill them. I do not like monkeys at all. They make me, I feel like they should be extinct. I hate apes. I hate them. I am against them. I do not think they should exist. I do not like them. I do not want them anywhere near me. I don't want to see movies about them. I don't want to see them in the zoo. I don't want to hear people talking about them. I don't want people to study them. I don't like apes at all. Okay? Like, it's a borderline phobia. They give me the major ick. I do not like it. You can put this on record. I do not think any human being should ever, 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 ever talk about apes. I don't like them. They should not exist. Okay? They're an abomination. They should not be here. So I understand that this might make me, you know, a little bit biased. But let's keep going, just because I know there are people who don't feel the same as me. If we begin with a worldview that contains multiple types of humanoid beings, you know, some people will even say that this happened in Genesis. During the creation story, there was already this race of humanoids that existed before Adam and Eve. But if we go forth with that, like, that trajectory, hybrid offspring, other humanoid type beings, and this sort of corruption of created boundaries, another interpretation becomes available to us. Perhaps some monkey peoples, right? Some monkey races preserve these heavily mythologized memories of beings that were neither ordinary humans nor ordinary animals. And if you want to dig into this, we can. Let's flesh it out. We haven't mentioned ancient Egypt in this episode, but of course there's a parallel, because you already know there's always a parallel to this kind of stuff when it comes to Egypt. Egypt always makes a guest appearance, okay? So let's dive into it. The Egyptians actually incorporated baboons into one of the most sophisticated religious systems in the ancient world, because of course they did. Anything that should not be, the Egyptians made be. And so baboons closely connected with, who would you expect, Thoth, the deity that is associated with writing and knowledge, calculation and wisdom. Their big guy, okay? Egyptian religious centers actually even contained enormous numbers of mummified baboons associated with Thoth's cult. Some believe that they used these baboons as guardians, and that these baboons would guard the temples and whatnot, like it was their job for some reason. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, because medieval history is just like embarrassing to the human race in general, even though it is cool to imagine, you know, guys with swords and armors beating the fuck out of one another, and it's super cool to like watch movies about it and stuff. There was also medieval Christian writings on the monkeys that essentially equated the devil to the monkey, and they literally wrote in this, what is this called? Let me check real quick. I've got my notes here. The medieval Aberdeen bestiary, okay? It contains this statement about monkeys that says the devil has the form of an ape, okay? Now, I know medieval Christianity is like where it starts getting really messed up and stuff. But it begins its discussion on the ape by emphasizing the perceived similarity between ape mentality and human mentality. And it then moves directly into this theological symbolism, if you will, of the ape and the fallen angel. And this, if you just take everything else into consideration, like I said, like I know medieval Christianity is weird and it's where a lot of people get lost, including myself. But this does produce this weird inversion, this almost extraordinary inversion of the modern evolutionary sort of image. You know, the modern evolutionary image is that the ape resembles man because man ultimately came from ape, because ape was the ancestor. But the medieval imagination sees essentially the same resemblance, but comes to an opposite conclusion, which is that the ape resembles man because the ape is an image, it is an imitation, it is a degradation and counterfeit of man. So it's the same anatomical observation, but a completely different metaphysical interpretation. And I know, we're over an hour now. Only the diehards are still here. Only the people who actually like me are still here. Because the people who like, even the people who like might vibe with the message, they're not going to listen this long. So ye who are still listening are probably like, but John, this is just a couple weird cultures from across the world. But there's more. There is more. You know, our ancestors may have fallen short of the glory of God, but they weren't complete morons. They weren't complete idiots. They weren't cave people. I mean, we're only talking about a couple hundred or thousand years ago. It's not like we're that separated. Like, just because you have the power of flight now and 5G doesn't mean that you're like astronomically more knowledgeable than the people who came a couple hundred years ago before you, like a couple thousand years before you. I mean, these people, no, maybe they didn't have a cabal of assholes who were trying to convince you that you're a bunch of monkeys. As a matter of fact, they tried to convince you of the opposite, and their only crime was that they didn't have 5G to project that information as fast as possible. But you can even look at like the Maya civilization and the Popol Vuh. In this text, in the sacred context of the Quiche Maya, the Popol Vuh, gods made several failed attempts to create humans before successfully shaping them out of maize, out of corn. Have you heard me talk about corn before? Corn is not supposed to be. Corn, as we have it today, is a creation of false gods. But they had the wooden mannequins. They had this second attempt that involved carving humans out of wood. And these wooden people, they didn't have souls. They lacked spirits. They didn't have minds or even gratitude toward their creators. They were wooden. And the punishment was that the gods destroyed them with a... The gods destroyed them with the great flood, okay? Look at the parallels here. And then there were a few wooden survivors who fled into the forest. And the Popol Vuh explicitly states, by the way, if you don't know where the Maya are from, this is South America. They explicitly state that monkeys exist today as the direct degenerated descendants of that failed early race of humans that have been intentionally left here as a sign. They're a sign of what happens when creators lack the ability to give creation a soul. Kind of like robots. The Aztecs, also in South America, Central America, they also have a very similar mythology. According to their mythology and their cosmology, the universe has kind of gone through four distinct world eras. They're called suns in the Aztec lore. And this is all before our current fifth era. We are in the fifth era right now. But each era ends with a cataclysm. And in the second sun, this era was ruled by the wind god Quetzalcoatl and was also brought to an end by catastrophic hurricanes. The humans who manage hurricanes, right? Because, of course, it mirrors the flood narrative. The humans who remained managed to survive these devastating winds and floods, and they did so by swinging from the trees and clinging to branches to survive in this wild state. They were actually physically transformed into monkeys. I just got back from the Amazon. I saw a shitload of monkeys. But because of this legend, Mesoamerican art, it's deeply associated with the spider monkey and how it connects to wind and chaos and lost human eras. The eras where humans fell short of the glory of the gods. It's ironic, my friends. It's completely ironic. But let's go on, because I know that people don't really start caring until we start talking about the Greeks. But even in Greek lore, the Sersipes were two brothers, okay? They were sometimes a larger group, but they were often two brothers who were famed for being mischievous. They were these clever and mischievous, deceitful bandits and thieves who constantly played tricks on the travelers of the realm and even tried to rob Hercules at one point. And eventually, their dishonesty and their impiety resulted in Zeus becoming very angry with them. So what did he do? Instead of killing them, Zeus punished them by stripping away their humanity and turning them into monkeys.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Like, what the f***? Like, where is all of this coming from if none of it means anything? The Greek word kerkopis literally translates into tailed human, a human with a tail. And then Zeus banished them. He banished them to an island chain off of Italy, which the Greeks subsequently named the Monkey Islands. This is crazy, people. Like, if you look at history, you come up with all of these stories for where the monkey came from, and none of them actually seem to involve them being a divine creation of God, but instead them being a degeneration of humankind. There's various indigenous Australian groups who have these what they call dreamtime stories, where physical deformities or moral failures turned humans into animals. And in some regional narratives, the first ancestors lived in a fluid state where boundaries between animals and humans were thinner than they are now. And there are characters in these stories who exhibited traits, aspects such as greed. They would do things like hide food from the community, or they would live lawlessly in the bush, and they were subsequently punished by the ancestral spirits. How do you think they were punished? Well, in case it isn't obvious yet, they were progressively stripped of their speech and their civilization and what made them human. And their bodies began to adapt to life in the trees until they became the first tree-climbing marsupials and primates, my friends. It's predictable at this point. Also, just in case you guys are beginning to question whether or not you should call me a certain R word, there are several West African oral traditions in which monkeys are viewed as bush people who fell from grace, okay? There's a common folktale motif that involves a lazy villager family that refused to farm or work the land. Now, ancient Nephilim enslaved humanity. They didn't do the work themselves. And coincidentally, in these stories, these bush people who refused to work the land, they stole from neighboring farms and fled into the deep jungle instead to avoid community rules. What a coincidence. And then over generations, as they lost the ability to use tools and wear clothes and speak languages, the spirits of these entities hardened their skin into fur, and they devolved into monkeys. Listen, I'm just a guy on the internet. I'm just talking. I'm just a dude. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a priest. I don't subscribe to any one religion or another. I hate religion, and I hate monkeys. But I will tell you this. There is an alternative reality to the one that atheists have constructed for you, that our ancestors have all but begged us to remember. And I'm not really ready to enter the space where I am some descendant of primordial ooze that turned into some weird, degenerate species of ape-like being. That's just not where I want to or believe to have come from, to be honest with you. I just don't accept that the narrative that modern science weaves for me, that there's really only one story of history. You don't know anything. You know nothing. In 2,000 years, the technology that we have now will appear... It will appear caveman, and you will have a completely different story to tell me then, right? So, honestly, I just don't accept the story that the atheistic, Darwinistic people want to tell us, because it makes us less human. It makes us less divine than we are. It makes us less important than we are, because they always, at every step of the way, want to do one single thing, and it's so obvious. They want to make us animals that need to be governed and controlled. If you actually look at modern science, every step of the way, that's what they're trying to make be. Humans are just animals who need to be governed and controlled, because modern science is a religion, people. Atheism is a religion. And that religion has begun to control the world in a way that impacts even politics. And even though they pretend to be Christians, they treat you like animals. Even though they pretend to be whatever they are, whatever they want to pretend to be, they treat you like an animal that needs to be monitored, needs to be controlled, needs to be contained, because you're nothing more than a violent ape. I don't accept it. Okay? That's it. That's the whole message. I love you guys. Thank you for watching. If you're still here, you're a real G, man. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections, with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good,
feels good and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.